To ask for baptism was also to accept separation from the world we knew in order to enter into a world unknown. It was, we thought, to give up our simple and common liberty in order to undertake the conquest of spiritual liberty. So beautiful, so real among the saints, but placed too high, we thought, ever to be attained. Raissa Maritain. Raissa Maritain was born an Orthodox Jew in 1883 in Russia. When she entered her teens, her family moved to France. A bright student, Raissa began her university studies at age 16 at the Sorbonne in Paris. She met a Protestant student named Jacques Maritain. They married in 1904. Through the writings of Catholic novelist Léon Bloy, who urged his readers to do something with their life, the Maritains became interested in mystical Christianity and social justice. They became Catholics on Pentecost Sunday, 1906. The couple took vows as oblates of Saint Benedict. Their friends included Bloy, artist Georges Rousseau, Peter Morin, and Dorothy Day. The Maritains' writings, particularly about achieving one's goals without sinful meanings, would influence Morin and Day as they developed Catholic worker movement in the 1930s. Raissa earned a reputation as a contemplative and a poet. She and her husband, who had become a leading Catholic philosopher, dedicated their lives to prayer and good works. Raissa died November 4th, 1960. Jesus summoned the crowd with his disciples and said to them, "Whoever wishes to come after me must deny themselves, take up their cross, and follow me. For whoever wishes to save their life will lose it, but whoever loses their life for my sake and that of the gospel will save it." Mark 8, verses 34 and 35. All this talk about dying, denying ourselves, giving rather than getting, can be downright depressing. But Jesus was talking about a different kind of dying, a different kind of denying self, a different kind of giving. He taught me that I was not made to bend inward, but rather to bend outward. My life was not meant to be characterized by grasping, hoarding, focusing on self. As a matter of fact, that is precisely the kind of life that is depressing and unfulfilling. I was made to give, share, focus on others. Just as the star is made to shine or a deer is made to run, I am made to be giving. I die to one way of life, turning inward, and rise to a different way of life, turning outward to others. It is the only way to be happy. It is also the kind of giving Jesus was talking about. If I live this kind of life, I will inherit more life than ever before. Jesus summoned the crowd with his disciples and said to them, "Whoever wishes to come after me must deny themselves, take up their cross, and follow me. For whoever wishes to save their life will lose it, but whoever loses their life for my sake and that of the gospel will save it." Spend some quiet time with the Lord.